Our story today is called The Mirror by Lynn Phipps Atlin. Hoss, our wire-haired dachshund, has a problem. Whenever he's on my bed and he stands up and turns in a certain way, he begins to bark frantically at the image he sees in my dresser mirror. Even though he's no longer a puppy, he still does not recognize himself in the mirror. This lack of recognition not only frightens him, it sparks a series of distressing growls and the like. Now, I've tried picking him up and placing him directly in front of the mirror, but he refuses to look himself in the eye and acknowledge who the image is really reflecting. I've thought long and hard as to why Hoss, unlike the other dogs who learn to recognize themselves early in puppyhood, still does not realize who he's seeing in the mirror. I think it's perhaps because he's been raised by two Scotch collies. Denby and Belle have parented Hoss. He goes everywhere they go and mimics their behavior. I've come to the conclusion that somewhere in his doggy brain he sees himself as a collie. Thus, his own reflection startles him. He thinks it must be strange or a strange dog that has somehow gotten into the house. Unfortunately for Hoss, well, he has the courage to look himself in the eye in the mirror and accept himself with delight for who he really is, he'll never feel safe or comfortable around this other dog. Likewise, as people, we too can have a distorted or totally unrealistic image of who we really are, for reasons too numerous to delve into. Many of us, when looking in the mirror, view ourselves as ugly, fat, skinny, stupid, plain, unpleasant, too short, too tall, or any number of other unflattering ways, instead of seeing ourselves for who we truly are, fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord God of the universe, a fact of creation that makes us, each and every one, beautiful. So the next time you look in the mirror, don't be like Hoss. Rather, look yourself square in the eye and begin to praise God for exactly the way he saw fit to make you. As you continue to do so, you'll be surprised at how quickly your past image of who you are will begin to transform itself into whom you truly are, a creation of godly beauty and love. From Psalm 139, 13 through 15, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are too wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.